So tell us a little bit about, how long have you been listening to podcasts, Brian?
I've listened to podcasts since Big Fatty was a child.
Oh my God, that is a very long time. Now,
I started listening to Big Fatty when he was on the other show with
Barry Vader.
Yes, and I've listened to all of your shows.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've listened to podcasts since Big Fatty was a child.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1910 of the BFO for Wednesday the 20th of May 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I got more voice letters and some Ask Big Fatty questions. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty going old school. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, yes. Hump, hump, hump away. Yes. Good day in the coal mine. Working on several projects. Y'all, I had a meeting and a half this morning. lasted about an hour and a half. It was a good meeting, but it was just like, So, anyway, but that's that. And I think that's all I got to say about that.
Yes, Big Fatty, nothing else needs to be said, so let's move forward and take some Ask Big Fatty questions. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today, y'all, comes to us from that lazy Susan.
Big Fatty, it's Nosy Susan.
All right, Nosy Susan. And she had asked some questions a while back, but I never went back and finished answering the last of them. I believe Nosy Susan wanted to know, do you have a summer vacation plan? I am going over to the Harbor Hotel with Granny and Durwood and some other friends of ours, and we're going to see Gavin and the Gay Country Boy.
Big Fatty, is that spelled C?
No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. And what is the best vacation you've ever been on, and why? First of all, Nosy Susan, is excellent question. Excellent question. Best vacation. I really have enjoyed the Atlantis homosexual cruises that I've been on, and I think that kind of goes without saying as to why. I also enjoyed the trip that Miss Kitty and I took down to Australia and New Zealand many years ago, although it was at a quicker pace than I would have liked. But anyway, our final question from Nosy Susan, what is the brand of sangria from the Sam's Club that you've mentioned so we can try it and toast your fabulous fatness from our various locations worldwide? Well, Nosy Susan, it is Lolailo. L-O-L-A-I-L-O, and it's in a green bottle, and it's imported from Spain, but you'll recognize it because it's got a screw cap. Big Fatty, we love anything with a screw cap.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Everybody. Scatting. Ooh, I'm scatting. Calling in a scat song to the Big Fatty Online. Blobbity blue blah 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 blah. Big Fatty Online. Yes, this is a scat song to Big Fatty Online. It's pretty much as horrific as it sounds. Blah 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 blah. All right, ciao, baby. Guru Nudie. Who else in Tampa?
With a scat song.
Well, you know, Granny has to clean up a rug when he has a shat song.
Big Fatty, it's scat, not shat. Well, in Granny's case, that's the same thing. Poor Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, I am calling with the, sorry, I'm on my way to drop off a red box and right over by the Fat Villa, and people are driving ignorant. It's Sunday night. I'm calling to issue my formal apology, if you will. Oh, dear Gussie. So I was in a hurry to give you those LFCs to play on your little show, and I didn't really listen to them because I only chose from what I had on the coal mine computer, not what was on my laptop. And that was more than likely a mistake, especially Saturday. So my only piece of advice for everyone is please, well, my only request is that you please, well, go ahead and unsubscribe from McFaddy, but don't do it because of the LFC. The ones coming up are definitely better. There are 8 more episodes between now and when we do the little show on the Pride 48. So if you can stick with it until next week, I promise you much better. So, okay, gotta run and drop this off. Mia, dear
Gussie, y'all, that of course is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your Big Fatty. Did you thank Guru Nudie for calling? Guru Nudie, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty.
You know, when Guru Nudie calls, people listen, and they tap their toe, too.
Big Fatty, I love to tap my toe.
Vader, we've gotten many comments about the episodes of the LFC that played over the weekend. And y'all, we got 2 more coming up this coming weekend. You know, it's a holiday weekend here in the U.S. of A.
Big, very lovely.
I agree with Vader. The Saturday one wasn't so great, although we did hear of a new listener, Scotty. Scotty, the little Aussie battler down there in the future, joining the ham map.
Big Vetty, I wish we still had the ham map.
I think everybody wishes we still had the ham map.
Big Vetty, I know somebody who wishes you still had the ham map.
Big Vetty, it's GQ Rick. Thought I'd give you a call on this kind of humid and hot northern Sunday night and give you some content for your little show. Also to Hi Poodle, Hi Squeaky Kitty. That's a tip for you with your Squeaky Kitty, though. And we're kind of dealing with this ourselves with the stray cat. As soon as you get a chance, you need to get Squeaky Kitty to the vet. And get Squeaky Kitty fixed.
Big Betty, there's Squeaky Kitty is broken.
The Squeaky Kitty goes into heat and goes out pouring around the neighborhood, and you've got 5, 6, or 8 little squeakies running around. And you don't want that. Nobody wants a colony of feral, wild Squeaky Kitties.
Big Betty, that makes me sad.
Yeah, you might be able to get 1 or 2 of your gentlemen callers to take them, but cats these days are so hard to find good homes for. So anyway, the other day I was driving home from work, driving in my Milwaukee, listening to the Kathy Bacon and Larry Vader Invasion Show. And I had to fart so bad. I let it rip, and let me tell you something. It was nasty. It was raunchy. It was vulgar. Downright vulgar, Big Fatty. I mean, this was toxic waste, which smelled beautiful compared to this. I swear to you, it would have peeled the paint off a 1978 Datsun B210.
And I just don't understand why farts that smell so damn bad. I don't get it. I know what the high school health class explanation to farts were. And it's something along the lines of fermentation in your stomach. Well, I'm a home brewer. I brew my own beer. And I've never smelled a fermentation that smelled that bad, that vile. I'm telling you, if you're fermenting something, wine or beer, and it smells that bad, throw that shit out, because that shit ain't no good. Something went wrong. And I don't know why I just told you that story, except I guess maybe it's because when Kathy Bacon calls you up and leaves you a voice letter, she says, "Hi, fart." And that leads me to another question. Why does she call you fart? Where does this fart come from? I mean, you go by the name Big Fatty on your podcasts, on your little show, and on other shows that you call in and stuff. And when you're recording your podcast, you don't fart, you belch. I mean, dear Gussie, where did she get fart from? Anyway, I don't know how much time I got left. These confounded voice letter lines only give you so much time to talk and natter on. So I'm going to sign off for now, but here's some content for your show. Have a good one, and keep the little shows coming. Oh, and by the way, your retro flashbacks for the Little Fatty Cast, I'm really enjoying them, except it's almost vulgar what passed for audio quality back then. I mean, geez.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on DQ Rick?
I didn't hang up on him. It must have just cut off a bit. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that, of course, is DQ Rick. Now, y'all, this is a name that has surfaced from out of the past. And, y'all, I can assure you that right now, Straight Bob, down there in the future, he is touching himself inappropriately because he is always asking the question, whatever happened to DQ Rick? What are you bring back the ham map. And y'all, so DQ Rick, it's lovely, just lovely to hear your voice. And I am so glad that you're listening to the BFO. Big Fatty, of course. And he even spoke to me. I don't think I've had the pleasure of his acquaintance before. Well, DQ Rick is just a sweetheart. And DQ Rick, I do hope that you'll continue to call the show and give some comment. And Big Fatty promised that you won't hang up on him next time. I didn't hang up on him this time, but guess what? He did call back. Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, it's DQ Rick with a little bit more content for your legal show. I guess this one might fit into good, gosh, and gay. Well, at least good and gosh. I don't really know how gay this is, but did you know that you can play Happy Birthday on your phone's keypad? You can. It works, really. Pick up the phone and dial 112163 112196 11#9632969363. And when you're dialing that, kind of do it in the rhythm of Happy Birthday, and I swear to you, it sounds just like Happy Birthday to you. Honestly, you can play Happy Birthday on a telephone keypad. What would be really cool is to pick up, if you still have a landline in the Fat Villa, I mean, with cell phones, nobody really has actual phone lines in their house anymore, really. But record that, and when your birthday rolls around and you get people leaving you voice letters to say, Happy Birthday, Big Fatty! Play that before you start playing their voice letters on the air. Wouldn't that be really cool? Maybe Kathy Bacon and Larry Zayer could get in on the act, too. I mean, shoot. I really enjoyed the Vader Bacon invasion the other day. How about a Larry? How about a very Vader Bacon invasion birthday?
Yeah, gosh, y'all, DQ Rick is at it again, and yes, Big Fatty, I think it's lovely. And DQ Rick, thank you so much for the call. You know, we go from not hearing from him for years, and y'all, then two calls, one right after the other. Yes, Big Fatty, it was just lovely. And DQ Rick, I was not aware that you could play Happy Celebration of Exiting the Birth Canal to you on the cellular telephonic device, but I bet you. I bet you that somebody that has a musical background, Big Fatty, are you thinking of Guru Nudie? Maybe, or somebody might call in and play that little tune for us. And y'all, speaking of celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, I missed a celebration of exiting the birth canal.
Big Fatty, it's too bad we don't have the telephone numbers to dial it in, I know, but Jimmy Farmer
on Tuesday had his celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Jimmy, please forgive Big Fatty for not announcing that. And Jimmy, we hadn't heard from you in a month of Sundays. It's almost as long as it's almost as long as DQ Rick, but now DQ Rick has called in, and so I guess it's your turn now, Jimmy Farmer. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm just going to close out today's little show with a little daring. First of all, Princess Hannah, I got your message. Y'all, she sent me an Axe Big Fatty question, and I just hadn't gotten around to it, but fear not. And y'all, I got two more voice letters. Actually, I got three more voice letters. Y'all, that is the last of that pot roast that I made. It's going to be Voice Letter Palooza this week. Yes, Big Fatty, we just love it. Now I'm not going to go down in the fat cave to talk about the quiz programs, but y'all, you know, Tuesday night, they crowned a champion on the dancing, and now obviously I am recording this prior to a champion being announced on the dancing. And although I think all three of them did spectacular freestyle dances, I think Noah is going to be eliminated. He'll come in third place, and I am picking Chicken Boy, whose name I can't remember off the top of my head now.
Big Fatty, I don't remember it either.
But I think he is going to win it. Just y'all, his dance where he was doing the Fred Astaire stuff and everything. It's not Tyler. It's something like that though. Y'all, it was absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Rika is his name.
Yes, Big Fatty, Rika. It was on the tip of my tongue.
And I think Ruma is going to come in second, but y'all, I think it's going to be close. Tuesday night, I'm predicting that all three of the stars are going to get perfect scores. And y'all, don't forget tonight, Wednesday night, Hump Day night, y'all, it is the finale and the reunion special of the Survivor for this year.
Big Fatty, so many things to watch on the TV machine.
To Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Big Fatty be watching the Survivor and the reunion show, and y'all, they're going to announce the cast of the next Survivor. It's going to be kind of a second chances cast, and the TV machine viewers get to vote on that. Y'all, it's the beginning of today's
Big Fatty. Can you stay awake to the end of the little show?
I'm trying. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Bieber, and he was talking to Brian. Now, y'all, it sounded like that Brian and Danbury, but y'all, I'm not 100% sure. Could you give me one more sampling of his voice? Daniel?
I've listened to podcasts since Big Fatty was a child.
Oh, Brandon Danbury's not that old.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.